67 today.
And we wrap up an exciting weekend. Once again, hats off to all the fabulous fathers and grandfathers out there. And to every male, happy Father's Day. Hope you enjoyed it with kids, family, and anybody that mattered, certainly to you. Kate Delaney at the helm of the ship called America tonight. Iran, Iran, and more Iran. We're going to talk about it. Of course, some shocking things as people are being shot in the street. The death toll, 17. What happened with that radiothon back east in Connecticut. James, how are you? It's probably a long weekend for you.
Yeah, it's been a long and exhausting but very rewarding weekend, Kate. Happy belated Father's Day to you and all the men in your life.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Same back at you, my pal. And you've told us your story about, you know, how as a kid you remember watching Jerry Lewis and that whole thing and how much it meant to you. You've talked about the fact that you have cerebral palsy and things that you've overcome in your life. But it wasn't so much about you. It was about these kids. And that was, I think, what's so touching is what you've been able to do in the last couple of years. So what happened this time around?
Well, right from the top, before I get to the total, right as we went on the air Friday night, MDA issued a press release, and it's unfortunate for the campers this year, that due to an outbreak of the H1N1 virus at some of the campsites, they had to close the remaining sessions for the year. However, we were reassured by Dr. Valerie Swick, director, medical director and director of research at MDA, that this is a temporary blip on the radar. Camp is closing for the first time in 55 years, but that means that in 2010, it'll be back and better than ever. So all the funds that I'm raising this year will go towards next year. Now, but that being said, the radiothon pulled in. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
$13,706. Which is equivalent to 17 kids, but wait, I'm not done. Since 2005, I've officially sent 78 kids. That's more than a camp can handle in one session, and that is translated to $60,165 and counting.
Wow. Do we have a round of applause from our live studio audience back in Minneapolis for that incredible effort? Just incredible, because you had to really pull it together, and you did. You pulled it together, and that's terrific. And so that, who knows, by the time we get to next year, how much more money can be there too at the same time. So that's great. So you have to feel proud of what people around you did, right?
I feel so proud and so blessed and so thankful to everybody at MDA and WSTC and WNLK for helping us out with the radio bond. Hopefully we can do it again next year. And even though the economy was down this year, everybody rallied around and came together as a community. It was really beautiful. And Kate, I have a challenge for you, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a credit card, and you don't have to have it on you right now, but I want you to go on the site mdactkids.org, and I want you to pledge a dollar. And I want you to challenge your listeners to take the Kate Delaney $1 challenge. That's what I'm calling it. And we're going to see how much money we can raise.
All right, so I can do it officially in my name because I did do something anonymously, let's say.
Yeah. Did you know that? I did.
But sure, let's make it official. Let's do that. Let's do it that way. Absolutely. So it's mdact.org.
mdactkids.org.
Kids.org, sorry, and we can absolutely issue that challenge because you said it last week. It's true. If you just even donated a buck with enough listeners and with enough people across the country, but and even there in your own backyard, you would raise even more money. And now there's actually more time because we're talking about camp again next year too. So there's already money in the pot.
Right. Right.
I think that's the good news, because I think that we'll be able to send all the kids there by the time we're done, for sure.
That's my goal for 2010, to build on this number and to send all 70 kids to next year's session.
And so how many do we have right now?
17 for 2010.
Okay, 17 kids, so we can up that number because now we have some time. Now, tell me who came, who did anyone come on the radio with you? Because I know you were talking about different people.
A lot of wonderful people came on the radio. Dr. Valerie Swick, who I mentioned, briefly addressed the unfortunate happenings this year at camp, but she also talked about other research breakthroughs. Billy Gilman was a surprise call-in. We had Jack Jones and Maureen McGovern, and the mother of my kid, Cody, actually called in. And to top it all off, we had a very moving, and I'll send it to you if you'd like, Kate, a 21-minute uncut interview with Jenny Stepanek, the mother of the late, great Maddie Stepanek. And she was just, it was a very emotional, heart-wrenching interview. She lost all her kids to the disease, and she herself mm-hmm. has muscular dystrophy, the adult form that her kids had, and she's on a ventilator, and unfortunately, it looks like she's going to die in the care of friends since she was divorced a few years ago.
Wow, send that to us, absolutely. And now, will you get involved at all in Labor Day?
Of course. I'll be down in New York City for the telethon, and they said even if I don't have a check, technically because, you know, the camp is next year now, I'm still invited back to be with Tony Orlando.
Excellent. Well, we're going to do everything we can to push that number up because we certainly have a little bit more time to play with, and we want to help you with your goal. Tell everybody again, $1 is all they have to donate and the website they have to go to.
$1 is all you have to donate to match Kate and the Kate Delaney $1 challenge. It's mdactkids.org. Do it now. Do it often.
All right, mdactkids.org. James, congratulations. I think it's terrific. All your efforts certainly don't go unnoticed. Absolutely. What a big heart you have. We appreciate you as a listener and as just a great human being. Thanks, James.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, coming up on the flip side, we have an interesting interview that hopefully could help ease the burden of some people who are feeling the pinch because of the economy. Hang with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It might be the right time to check out some of the places you want to go, because perhaps you could get a pretty decent discount. In fact, here on America Tonight, I'm going to Hawaii in 2 weeks. Of course, that's all paid for. That's another story. But Matt Johnson, who works with the show, he is taking a trip with his buddies from Minneapolis to Arizona, and he got a ticket for, I want to say, $150 round trip. With that's with everything, the taxes, the whole thing, which is amazing. I don't know, maybe we're gonna have to hook up our other technical guru, Donovan Madsen, with some kind of a trip. Less than $200. Jeez, man, I'm somebody, I'll tell you, every time I get on the computer and I try to go, you know, being from the East Coast, try to go from Dallas to the East Coast, never can I get a good deal. People tell me, oh, I saw a fare for $1.50, $1.75, and I think they must be eating mushrooms or hallucinating, because every time I go on the websites, I never see these fares. But they are available, depending on where you're listening to us. You might be able to get a pretty good deal. Airline industry expert joining us now to talk about that, Denny Kelly. Denny, thanks for hanging late with us here on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
The is that what you do? Is there an art to trying to find the best deal, and I'm just not very good at it?
Well, there probably is an art, but the thing you have to remember when you, these good deals, there's a tremendous amount of restrictions. And as long as you can fit your vacation or your trip into the restrictions, it's good. But the problem is, what happens if you have to change your flight or somebody gets sick and they can't go on a particular day or something like that, or your rent car breaks down and you can't get to the airport in time to come back? Then you have to go back to the regular fare, and it's not so cheap. So there are some things about it that aren't quite as good as it sounds.
Yeah, are the airlines, are they finding it? It looks like traffic is down huge in the past month, I guess June especially, which I would think that would kind of be a travel month, down almost 7% from what I could see from some of the numbers. So a lot of people deciding, yeah, it's kind of tight right now. Maybe we just won't fly or take those vacations we were going to take further away.
Well, I think that's partially true. I mean, I think the economy, of course, is down. Everybody knows about that. But I think some people are just afraid to spend the money they normally spend on a vacation because of the economy. And I think the airlines are some of those that are suffering. But part of the reason that the airlines are suffering is that they have way, way, way too much capacity, and they're finding that out the hard way. And so now they're trying to cut back on the number of airplanes and the number of flights to get their capacity down to get the load factors up. So that's a factor in it, too. But, yes, the economy is definitely having an effect on the number of people flying on airplanes.
Yeah, in your background, and we should tell everyone, you're the president of Kelly James and Associates, and you have, like, 34 years of investigative experience with local and federal law enforcement. That's what it says on your website, and it lists various things that you did. Pretty interesting stuff, I got to tell you, actually. And you flew in the service. And then also, you flew for Braniff International. Back in the day, Braniff was king, right? But that,
yes,
but,
Braniff was king, and Braniff actually was, Braniff went down, and their demise was exactly the same reasons that the airlines are having problems now. In fact, right before Braniff went down, they had these big fare sales, you know, where you could fly from A to B for $55 round trip and this kind of thing, trying to get the customers back. And right after that, they went bankrupt. But, you know, a lot of this gnashing of the teeth, if you will, of the airlines, some of it's true, and some of it's just politics, and some of it's positioning. Because, you know, American Airlines is complaining that their traffic is down and their profits are down, and yet they go out and they buy 40 new airplanes that are probably worth $250 million. And same with a lot of the other airlines. And some of this is because, for instance, American is trying to get some kind of a joint venture merger, if you will, with British Airways. And to do that, they have to be able to go to Congress and say, hey, you know, woe is me. Look at all the problems we've got. We've got to have this to survive. So some of this is politics. Some of this is just positioning. Because if you look at the numbers, if you look at the figures, there's a lot of people traveling. And there's a lot of they're bringing in a lot of money. And so, you know, there's a lot of things you have to consider before you really can say, well, the airlines are really deeply in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. When I've gotten on flights recently, and I mentioned I was going to Hawaii, I bet that plane's going to be jammed from L.A.
Sure.
They cut out the amount of flights, right? So wouldn't that be the thing to do, cut back on the flights? And
well, what you do is if you've got, you know, the back up just a little bit and say that the reason, one of the reasons why they've had a problem in the recent past is overcapacity. For instance, it wasn't too long ago, there were 21 trips a day from Dallas-Fort Worth to Chicago on American Airlines, 21 flights a day. And some of those airplanes held 130 people, some of them held 150 people. Well, why not cut that in half and operate an airplane that has 250 seats? You carry the same amount of people, and you only have half the number of flights, and it's cheaper to operate. But they don't do that because, well, if we cut this flight, then we might miss five or six passengers that want to go at that time. And the problem is you've got bean counters, accountants, and those kind of people running the airlines, and they really don't understand the airline business. And that's one of the big problems with it right now.
Well, you just solved the riddle to, I think, a lot of problems in the country and a lot of corporations, Denny.
Yeah.
Not just in the airline industry.
Yeah.
They don't have the right people in place that know the field.
Right. There's too many Harvard MBAs that they know how to crunch numbers, but they don't really know how to run business, and they don't really know how to manage people. That's the problem. You know, and there's an old adage in the airline business, you know, when you're making money, it's because of brilliant management, and when you're losing money, it's because of the employees make too much money. So. And it's a little bit kind of explains a little bit the problems that they're having. And,
yeah.
And you know, the airlines themselves, I mean, they're their own worst enemies. I mean, if you look at what they've done to their passengers just in the last 6 months or a year, they've had, you know, they charge you so much for the first bag you check, $25 here and $50 for the second bag. They have very, very poor customer service. They don't have as many flights, and they have, you know, no blankets, no pillows unless you want to pay for it. There's no magazines. There's no city ticket offices anymore. I mean, they've really cut back on customer service, and it makes people mad. And when you make people mad, they're not going to fly on you unless they just have to. And that's the bottom line problem. People are mad. People are upset, and they're not going to put up with all this, what's going on, unless they just have to. They're going to drive to Kansas City. They're going to drive to Denver instead of taking a flight.
Yeah, the customer service. Hey, you flew domestically and internationally.
That's
and we've had pilots on to talk about this before. But any concern with those Airbus planes, the fact that two of them went down, is there something inherently
Absolutely.
Wrong?
Absolutely. That's something that I've been trying to get people to pay attention to, and so have other people for many years. There's a lot of potential problems there that probably are real, but everybody's working very hard not to let it come out, not to see the light of day. There is real concern over the composite vertical stabilizer and the way it's connected to the fuselage and the weakness of the connections. American had two airplanes that had problems with that. One of them crashed in Long Island. One of them almost crashed. Air Canada, or there's a Canadian airline that took off out of Cuba and had the tail come off. So another thing with the Airbus airplanes is they're an all-electric airplane. Everything is done by the autopilot, and the pilots have no real control without the autopilot. So if something goes wrong with the autopilot, there's nothing they can do. And there's no examples of that.
Ooh.
So, yes, there is problems with the Airbus airplanes.
Right, but then you and I both know we were talking about financial concerns. Mm-hmm. You have to bury that because then who wants to take out all the Airbus
Absolutely.
Planes?
Absolutely. That's the bottom line is financial. I mean, what are you going to do? You going to ground all the Airbus airplanes? Of course not. You know, that's just not going to happen. But there's a lot of I talked to a pilot yesterday with United Airlines, and he said, I was flying the Airbus. I will no longer fly the Airbus. I've called in sick for all my trips until I can bid off and get another and get trained on another airplane. Just won't do it. And there's a lot of pilots that are afraid of the airplane. And I think there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and there's just too much politics and too much pressure to look the other way, and it's a shame.
Yeah, boy, I agree with you. Denny, you were terrific. Can we have you on again?
Anytime, call.
All right, thanks.
Denny Thank you.
Kelly, the president of Kelly James & Associates. You can check out his website, kelly-james.com. Boy, he speaks to a lot of different things. Glad we spoke to him about the Airbus because, you know, we've been talking about that now for probably about a month. First, the one plane leaving out of Rio de Janeiro, and then, of course, the other plane that went down in the Indian Ocean, too, a couple of weeks ago. And the Airbus is flown in the United States. How many of us get on that particular type of flight? I know that I would be a little bit hesitant based on all the conversations we've had with different pilots here on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, what happened with Steve McNair, the very tragic story, just what originally was thought rumor-wise turns out to be true. We have that coming up around the bend.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Mystery solved. I'll let you decide here. Listening across the land to America Tonight. Of course, Michael Jackson. His dermatologist did an exclusive with Larry King. And, thank goodness he cleared this up. Of course, there have been rumors about who is really the biological father of Jackson's children. Is it Michael Jackson or somebody else? Dr. Arnold Klein was asked about that, and here's what he said.
I don't know what love is. I mean, that sense of the imagination. I think that she loves him very much. She admired him very much. But if you think they're riding off in a horse-drawn carriage, I mean, we have to put, what is a normal relationship? I mean, we go back to Marie Bonaparte, who once said to Danny Kaye, you know, and he went to say, what do you have to tell me that's different? And she didn't even know who Danny Kaye was. Mm-hmm. She's the first woman of royal heritage to undergo analysis. She said to Danny Kaye, the normal man is yet to be found and be found cured, which means who of us are normal? What is normal?
I know.
So I'm telling you, was that a love affair? You want to know. I think she really cared about his welfare. I think
it was not a sexual relationship, was it?
Well, I think they did have sex.
You do?
Yes, I really do. And I can't guarantee that. But I think they did have sex in the relationship.
Do you think Michael ever had sex with your bothered children?
I don't know that answer, because I would think that, you know, that it's possible that he did. I can't guarantee that. You can only guarantee things you see. You know,
right.
I don't want to make any suppositions about anything in this interview, because I would want this to be as truthful as possible. Here's the most important thing. Michael loved those children as a father. Those children loved him as a father. As far as I'm concerned, that's the most important grouping there is. No, because I'm not going to answer it the way you want to answer. I can say no, then. I'll say no, if that's what you want to hear. I will tell you, because I hear what's most important about this whole thing, to end this thing, is that the most important thing of who the father is who the father is, who the children want their father to be. And I will tell you this. I will say no, because the most important person to these children is how Michael loved them and how he loved his children and how they loved him. Because they would never go past it without saying, I love you, Daddy. He would say, I love you. I've never seen such emotional. I still can't answer it absolutely one way or the other. I once donated sperm.
I donated sperm to a sperm bank,
but I don't think I should go over my legal affairs because I think, to the best of my knowledge, I'm not the father. But okay. I want to tell you that this discussion, however, is between Michael, his children, and this person. It's not to be discussed who the father is over the national television. Yeah, but let me tell you something. There's something called private lives. No coward wrote about that.
Yeah,
so can't we leave this alone? Can't we leave these children alone? These are brilliant, talented children. And forget this. And understand, this man loved these children. If they want me a DNA test, they can have my DNA. I don't care at this point. My concern is these kids, because I've never met children like this. They're the brightest children I've ever met. The best behaved children I've ever met. They come over to my house. They behave wonderfully. I know how deeply he loved them and how deeply they loved him.
That's obvious.
And I don't want to disturb this relationship in any way, shape, or form. But I'll tell you this. You know, no matter what, I will protect these children. But you have to understand, I've been through a few things in my life. I've been through Debbie Rowe marrying Michael. I've been through the pregnancy before. I've been through the Medivoy suit and Botox. I mean, I've been through enough nonsense in my life. You understand? This is just another episode. Now, this is a little bigger because they're following me for a change. But I think it's all, I mean, it's sensationalism. But it's happening to the world. We should more worry about what's happening at the FDA and drugs existing all over the playgrounds of high schools than what's happening to this and me.
Man, that was rambling, bambling, exciting Dr. Arnold Klein, who, let's face it, he said he donated sperm before. And here's the other part of the story. Debbie Rowe, who was briefly married to Jackson and gave birth to the two kids, worked for 23 years in his office. So he refused to say whether he thought Rowe should get custody, and you heard how he maneuvered his way through that and with the bunch of nonsense at the beginning of it and all that other sort of stuff. But he's certainly at the center of some of the controversy, because what people want to know is he the biological father of Jackson's kids? And he's left open the possibility that, in fact, he's that guy. And I just said how she worked for him for over two decades in that office. Man, you could almost put that under news you can abuse, and that's where we're headed next here on America Tonight. There are a couple of interesting things. One, excuse me, out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. I used to live in Albuquerque, and I loved every second of living there because it was so different from where I had grown up. I spent a lot of time outdoors, went to a lot of the Indian pueblos, got a chance to hike and fish and do things I didn't really do very often. And one of the things that I loved is red and green chili. And when you get red or green chili in New Mexico, they ask you how you want it, hot, medium, or mild. Well, they take the green chili and they put it on cheeseburgers, and there's a place called Pepper's Cafe, and I've actually been there. They've got a huge, big-selling burger, and they call it the world's largest green chili cheeseburger, so that's where you can find it. It's 1 pound and a half of cheese topped by three, 1 pound burger and a half pound of cheese topped by three green chilies. They've sold 20 of the burgers in just a day. The burgers cost $18.25. He's hoping to get in the Guinness Record books for the world's largest green chili cheeseburger. Wow, that would be so hard to eat that. 1 pound and a half pound of cheese. How many calories do you think is in that? I love this story out of Salt Lake City. A man sent in a $600 check to the Utah Department of Transportation. Now, the check was to cover the cost of a stop sign stolen 35 years ago from a Salt Lake County road. The UDOT officials are saying the letter apologized for the theft. It was signed by a very foolish youth. And in the letter, the one-time thief said he prayed no one was hurt because of the missing stop sign. $600 covers the installation of three new stop signs. So the anonymous donor is paying for three stop signs in that city. Wow. And because we have so many people listening to us in Kentucky, ever hear of a place called Clearmont, Kentucky? Well, if you go to the Knob Creek Bourbon area, you know what I'm talking about. You go light anyway on the Knob Creek Bourbon. The Beam Global Spirit and Wine of Clearmont, Kentucky is saying it's all out of the aged bourbon so that you want to go light on it. They won't have any more to sell till November. Beam, of course, has lots of other brands to sell, including Jim Beam, very famous. Maker's Mark, also very famous. The distillery's Kelly Doss says that Knob Creek is aged longer than other bourbons, so production has to be predicted years in advance, and they have a shortage of this stuff. There's a lot of people who are fans of it. The company has sent, because they've gotten so many emails, the company sent the drought of 2009 t-shirts to 16,000 people who registered on the website. Now, I hear when you go there, it's incredible to go and actually see how they make the bourbon. I don't know if anybody listening to me is just even a little bit of a bourbon fan, but I got a book somebody gave me one time on the making of bourbon and the history of bourbon, and of course that was heavily featured, and I can understand why they're a little light on it. Today in history, it has nothing to do with the making of any kind of whiskey or bourbon or beer for that matter. But instead, there are just 175 days left in the year. Here are a couple of quick highlights. In 1816, Argentina declared independence from Spain. In 1918, 101 people sadly were killed in a train collision in Nashville, Tennessee. But on the upside, the Distinguished Service Cross was established by an act of Congress. Also happening on this day in history, in 1951, President Truman asked Congress to formally end the state of war between the United States and Germany. Sadly, oh, this is a sad one, too, of the crashes that have happened in our history airline-wise. In 82, a Pan Am Boeing 727 crashed near a city in Louisiana, killing all 145 people aboard and 8 on the ground. 5 years ago, a Senate Intelligence Committee report concluded the CIA had provided unfounded assessments of the threat posed by Iraq that the Bush administration had relied on to justify going to war. Quickly, this round of birthdays, I know you're going to know about 8 of the birthdays that I'm saying. It's a big day for birthdays of some really famous people, including Ed Ames is 82. Dean Koontz. You see his name on books all over the place, written a bunch of famous books that were bestsellers, rather. 64 years old. Actor Brian Dennehy, I know you know his face, 71 years old. O.J. Simpson sitting in jail now, an NFL Hall of Famer. They didn't take that away from him, and convicted felon. 62 years old. TV personality John Tesh, 57. Actor Jimmy Smith, you originally saw him in L.A. Law, 54 years old. Tom Hanks is 53 years old. Kelly McGillis, Top Gun, 52 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor David O'Hara is 44. Courtney Love is 45 years old. Rock singer Jim Kerr from Simple Minds is 50 years old. Country singer David Ball is 56. Also celebrating a birthday on this very day, Fred Savage, The Wonder Years, 33 years old. And finally, R&B singer Kylie Williams is 23 years old. I'm going to leave you with this. Invest in the human soul. Who knows? It might be a diamond in the rough coming up around the bend. We got a real diamond for you. That'd be Harry Rinker. Hang with us on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Kentucky says, why do we have to stick our nose in the Honduras business? Well, the problem, of course, in Central America is how corrupt and lopsided things are anyway. In fact, we have spoken to Don in Wyoming. America, and it is, they're riddled with corruption, and Honduras is absolutely one of those places. So you have the UN and the US and a whole bunch of other people backing the ousted guy and saying it wasn't right. Now, what the deposed president is saying is that he was never given any kind of a chance, that he was just told to leave. He was thrown out, and he spoke to the UN General Assembly, like I said, and said, no, you know, there have been these accusations, but nobody's given him a trial, that there was no trial, that they didn't convene a tribunal, that they didn't do that, but they expelled him by force, and that he's a citizen. And he wants to return, he wants to be there, and all that other sort of stuff. So the UN is backing him and saying this is a military coup, which is what I described it as, and that here we go, we've got 8 million people I guess, if I'm right, in Honduras. So it's, let's face it, it's one of these situations. You either put this pawn in or you put that pawn in. And for some reason, the pawn that is liked in Honduras is the current guy, the guy that was ousted. The guy that's put in, Roberto Micheletti, who's the new provisional president, who talked to crowds on Tuesday afternoon, who vowed that the next national elections that will happen in November are going to be held like they were supposed to be held, and that a new president will be sworn in as usual in January. So when Zela was speaking at the United Nations, his opponents were holding lots of rallies in the capital of Honduras and waving the Honduran flag, and there were lots of signs rather denouncing him. So we know what happens in this situation when you're talking about a country like Honduras. So why recognize the new government? The reason they won't recognize the new government is because they say it's an oligarchy, and they're going to mount a campaign of so-called resistance until the former president is restored to power. So now you do have a split, and you do have some chaos in the capital city especially, but you have the UN coming down heavily on the side of the old guy and basically threatening that there's not going to be any aid to Honduras. And how much aid do they need in Honduras? And the answer to that is they get quite a bit of aid there. So it's a sticky situation. Like I said, if you've ever traveled to any of those countries, you know what that means. Go back in your mind and think of some of the big time overthrows that you've ever talked about in history, particularly when it comes to those regions. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'll try to stick to my topics, as you always give me a lot of time.
Ah, you were so bad. You always preface it.
No, I can weave a web. I can weave a spider's web, or I like to call it a spoke of a wheel. All of these topics, I'll talk about everything you talked about. But this Michael Jackson is smoke and mirrors in the sense that you said a million people are going to show up for the tribute. The scary thing is, last week, the Senate confirmed this guy named Harold Cole as the legal advisor to the Department of State. Now, before you say, where are we going with this, let me be clear. This guy, the information I got on him came from the NRA's magazine. He's extremely anti-gun, but he's extremely also pro-Obama dictatorships. The reason I bring it up, because he's been confirmed. The Office of Legal Counsel for the Justice Department, they're looking at the confirmation of this woman, Dawn something or other. That was in the Wall Street Journal today. You say, why are you bringing this up? Because these people are getting through into our government, these that are going to help this despot who is our president. And the reason I say despot is because in the new issue of Weekly Standard, there's a book that's been written called Soft Despotism, Democracy's Drift. And the point of the book is basically the people in the country are being promised everything from health care to green energy and everything else. They're not seeing the people he's putting in place behind Obama, which I spoke to before he was elected, how he was doing it with Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton. The book mentions how if we get everything or we're promised everything, we don't defend our democracy or our representative republic. We're being led down this line, and all these people dying, as unfortunate as it is, and the news media is not covering what's really going on, and it's disconcerting to say the least. And as far as Honduras, I'm dating a lovely woman from Honduras. She said, this old guy is a scumbag. I want to know why this administration and the UN, which is a bunch of scumbags, want to put this deposed guy back in office. And the fellow from Kentucky was absolutely brilliant. We really have to know the real story. Your news media doesn't tell you the story. But the people that Obama has behind him and who are being confirmed, why do they want to put these people in? Why did Iranian people were squashed? Because they want the status quo. He says he's for change, but he's for the same old despot. The woman I'm saying said that this guy in Honduras never helped the people. So let's see if the new guy really is backed by Chavez or if the old guy is backed by Chavez. It's just, it's sad that we're not getting the coverage in this country. We're blind to it. And it's just, it goes on and on. And really quick, I was passing through Pennsylvania on Route 78, Interstate 78. There was a huge billboard. It said, "Where's the birth certificate?" And I was just amazed. It's up there. This guy is not, I can't even tell you how upset I am because of the people that have supported him, the Reverend Wright and Bill Ayers, and his wife Obama, who I told you probably smacks this guy around. This woman wants more power in the West Wing. This whole illegitimacy of the presidency. And did you hear about the woman in the Speaker of the State Senate in California that said that conservative talk radio is terrorism or is hate speech? You see, they're going to come after us because we're speaking our mind. We are dissenting. Dissent is what this country was founded upon, and that's the way it should continue to go.
I agree.
I disagree. If a million people could show up at Michael Jackson's funeral, a million people should call their Congress and ask him, what's really going on? What the hell is really going on? He passed a cap and trade bill that no one's allowed to read that's going to increase your taxes for this farce of global warming. People, you need to realize, Michael Jackson was a great entertainer, but he's dead now. Let it go. Your country is being taken from you, and you don't even see it because this bull crap on the news is being fed to you that it's not really important. And thank you, baby. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. On his soapbox, Mark in New York, once again, here's what I will say in defense. Not all news media, because our news media is independent. So if they decide to cover the things, what's happening is, I do agree with this, is that a lot of the news media is like lemmings, and they follow whatever the big story, they decide the big story is in whatever newsroom. So if it's all Michael Jackson all the time, and it's ad nauseum ridiculous, and as Mark said, yes, he was a great singer, it's sad, he died, whatever, and there's all these cycling around stories about him, and they decide to go that route and cover it over and over again, well, then shame on them. I don't think there is a mind meld or a great conspiracy that is being fed from the news media. I think it's just dolts that are serving it up because they're like lemmings once again. And the point that Mark makes about conservative talk radio, he is right about that because there was all the hubbub about the fairness doctrine. And the reason is because a lot of the people that are in place in our government don't like what they're hearing on the radio. They don't like when they're being questioned about immigration or when they're being questioned about taxes or when they're being questioned about a plethora of things. As Mark said, and you know we just talked this hour about that, the whole cap and trade thing and ultimately what's going to happen to you, the American people, when it comes to what you're paying for electricity and everything else, when it comes to, quotes, global warming. So he is right on that as well. I'm going to leave you this one. A Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to against every government and what no just government should refuse or rest on inference. That's Tom Jefferson.